I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 3007.
Along with Steve the Throw Hill.
The Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Montgomery.
And you are in the men's room.
On tap today, Ryan Castle's hit drunken charges into Sit and Spin Now. Today, 10 bands named after your nether regions.
As the men's room is back, get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Tim.
Click, clack, drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go. Pennsylvania man tells cops he's been doing meth and masturbating all day, and it feels great.
That's a quote. Florida man known as Mr. Perfect throws pancake batter at his girlfriend to prove that he is the perfect mate. A moose is facing charges after breaking into Colorado home. California man arrested while drunk on a horse that did roam. And a man gets a late fee for a book he checked out in 1966. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. On yesterday's show, we did the random question. And one of the questions we asked was about your own personal unwritten rules. And we have to credit Reddit for that. By the way, I just made a rhyme. We have to credit Reddit for that question because take someone that's you like that? You thought that was cool?
We got to credit the Reddit.
Someone on the site, they asked people to name some of their own unwritten rules. And we have the top 10. We'll share that with you a little later. We also will share 13 things bartenders would love to tell customers but can't. And honestly, I'll be honest, it kind of reads like a list of unwritten rules. It's actually very solid advice. But in the end, that's what an unwritten rule really is. It's a solid piece of advice for how you live your life. Whatever that life might be. So you might be a drug dealer, you could be a teacher, you could be a priest, you could be in the mob. There's still some unwritten rules that you live by. And today, that's what we want to talk about. Today's question is, what's the rule you live by and why?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All the shows and away we go. Welcome to show number 3007.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as the drug in charge Ryan Castle will be in the house. Once again, we will sit and spin. And I believe today by listener request, believe it or not, we have 10 bands that are named after your nether regions.
What listener? Like a guy in a band named Penis?
I don't know. Castle came running into the studio, and I was talking to a listener earlier, and they had a suggestion for Sit and Spin, and I was like, what is it? He said, well, how about bands that are named after your stuff down there?
Okay. Are these bands we've heard of?
Yes.
Okay.
We play them on this radio station.
Huh.
It's mainly just Castle and Miles want to do this list. They're like, a listener called in.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, we got a Castle, you want to talk about things.
I mean, look, it can cover anything. It can cover the front side.
Anything downstairs.
It can cover the backside.
Well, depending who you are, that could be cyst.
Okay. Yeah, who did we interview? Who did we interview last year at Pay in the Grass?
Who did we interview? Hang on, let me go.
Good-looking guy. Good-looking guy.
Took me a second. Gavin Rosdale.
Oh, yeah. Right.
What's
Bush.
His band?
Yeah, he sure does. He sings for a band called Bush. I don't know that they're on the list. These are
they
10
should
songs.
Be. I want them to be on
bands.
The list now.
Now do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was a group that surfed. Well, it was in the name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that would be the back end of that.
Right.
I mean, like, so there's all kinds of bands we discovered. Courtney Love was in a band.
Yeah.
She sure was.
Uh-huh. Hole. That can be front or back.
So this was kind of a fun list to come up with. 10 bands named after your nether regions. Coming up with a Drunk in Charge, Ryan Castle. Also, the return of Ask the Men's Room. If you have a... now you're getting it. If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com and make the subject Ask the Men's Room, and away we go. Okay, yesterday, we kind of touched on this a little bit with a random question.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a list from Reddit. And it is 10 unwritten rules in life that you should be following.
Okay.
So some of those on the list, don't ask for something if a person only has one left.
Yeah. I mean, you can, but they're going to say no. Right?
Yeah,
isn't the person going to tell them they only have one left?
I'll tell you I have one left if I have eight left. Yeah, I mean, to me, that's just the go-to move.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. If you finish a roll of toilet paper, you put on a new roll.
Sure.
Or at least put it on top of the roll. Just get it close.
Make it available.
So that it's there, yeah. If you borrow someone's car... Put some gas in it before you bring it back.
Sure.
I think that's decent. Don't play music out loud when you're in public. That's what headphones are for. Chew with your mouth closed.
Come on. Yeah.
Don't start drama at a funeral. If you're borrowing something for a third time, maybe it's time to buy one of your own.
Or just steal it.
Yeah. I think that's more for people who live in neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, Barry, can I use your pressure washer? You know, and then like every year you're borrowing a guy's pressure washer. Eventually,
yeah, once a year, Barry comes by one of the pressure washer.
Yeah.
And yeah,
that's the only
but
time
I feel
you see
like, it. No, but look, man, if you're the guy that owns a pressure washer, you have to know that people are going to want to borrow your pressure washer. Like, look, if you're...
Yeah, if
you're
3 years in a row, I think it's
look,
time for me. Like,
if you're 19
are you
years
Barry
old?
In your neighborhood? You've been borrowing somebody else's?
No.
Oh.
My house is a disaster.
Okay.
No, it's not that, but I feel like when you own, like, if you're borrowing a lawnmower, you go like, yo, man, buy a lawnmower. You know you have a lawn, right?
Yeah.
But the pressure, if you buy a pressure washer, all right? I mean, it's kind of
means you've got trees, you're in a moldy area, you need to blow
sure.
that crap off your
how
side.
But how often do you even use it?
But you bought it. Most people would rent it. So if you buy now I know, hey, man, Miles, Barry has a pressure washer. You're going to pressure. Why are you going to Home Depot to rent one? Mm-hmm. Barry's got one. Just ask Barry. You know you're going to be that guy. If you want a pickup truck and you're 19 years old, every time your friends move, you are that person. That's just a fact of life you have to accept.
Yeah, I mean, if you're moving around a lot, you might as well just rent your own truck at that point.
But I'm almost going to guarantee.
Barry also has a pickup truck. He has a pressure washer and a pickup.
I'm going to guarantee Miles has a pressure washer.
No.
Or
no,
have you
one.
Never owned one?
No.
No kidding.
No.
You disappoint me.
I know. I was disappointed, too, because I always really wanted one.
So who did you borrow?
Like, I had a leaf
did
blower.
You borrow one?
I had a leaf blower and a nice weed eater. You know,
All right.
I had a good push mower. Not a bad one, but a pretty good one. But no, I was always so close to the pressure washer, but never got it.
It's hard to say pressure washer.
It really is.
We keep saying pressure washer.
And by the
washer.
Way, like, if you buy the one that is...
You're talking pressure washers?
Yeah, the one that you plug in, so it's an electric pressure washer.
All right.
Is that really... Enough pressure?
No. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's a waste of money. It's like buying a $50 vacuum cleaner.
But you don't even own one. Why do you care?
When you had
the opportunity to own one, when you had the leaf blower and the weed eater.
I would have bought a gas one. I would have bought like
but
a Honda.
But you never did it.
No.
You talk smack on pressure washers. You didn't even have one.
I decided I didn't want to do that crap anymore.
Okay.
You know? I was tired of it. But I never borrowed it.
Would you borrow Barry's if it's an electric pressure washer?
You know what I do? In those instances where I needed that stuff, honest to God, like if I needed a wood splitter, I'd go to Rent-A-Center. And just get it for
sure.
the day, and just, you know, whatever it was, tile cutter,
go
whatever.
Crazy.
Yeah, whatever I needed, man, that I didn't want to spend $400 for, then it was a one-shot deal.
But again, if you own a tile cutter, and if you have one of those saws at home, you have a wet saw.
Wet saw, right.
Everyone's going to ask to borrow,
and
or not
gonna,
even ask
gonna,
to
they're
borrow.
They're going to break it.
Of course they're going to break it. But everyone's going to, if people know you have a wet saw or the pressure washer, like, you're setting yourself up for it, man.
I like the power move of going next door and be like, can I borrow your pressure washer? Then he brings it out like, oh, it's electric.
Electric. Never mind.
No. I don't want that. I thought you had a real one.
Take it back.
Like men.
Did your wife let you buy that one?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But your tees be hitting front.
You can't even use that for a car wash.
Like, that's not even as pressure, as much pressure as a car wash.
Oh, wow. And now you're digging on Barry, man.
Yeah.
Hey, now your neighbor tries to do you a solid. Yeah, and you're like, oh. How would you wash my car
with that?
I wouldn't take a shower in it.
Exactly. You know why? Because it wouldn't hurt.
What is this, a portable bidet? What is
my
this?
My shower has more pressure than that thing.
Barry. Thanks, Barry.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Just use the hose.
Just put your thumb over it. Make a real tight seal.
Why don't you just sprint your house, Barry?
Yeah, let's see. Let people off an elevator or train before you get on. Don't leave your shopping cart in the middle of the aisle. Yeah. Some of the unwritten rules in life that they say you should be following from Reddit.com. Our question, what's the rule you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
By the way, very important one.
What's that?
You can lend money to people, but you can don't count on it coming back. If you're going to lend it to them, you got to expect that it's not coming back.
Yeah. If it's a friend.
If it's a right. There's a lot of people I would never, ever lend money to.
If it were that easy, you would just walk into the bank and be like, I need $500. And they'd be like, sure, player. But they don't. They put you through the ringer because we know people are probably not going to pay you back. They're probably just not going to pay
you
back.
But it happens, and then it's bad because then the other person's bitching about not getting the money back. Then it makes the original person. It makes everybody, to me, it makes everybody involved look terrible.
But to me, again, Barry, you got to make a decision. You can loan them $5,000 and you're going to be really, really pissed. Or you can loan them $100 and just be mildly annoyed.
I would never.
When people do the thousands,
do
I'm like, look, man.
Could you even imagine walking up to somebody and asking them that? Say, pal, can I have $1,000? Not like, can I bum a cigarette?
Right.
No, I want $1,000. Excuse me, man. Yeah, I got one in my pocket. No, I don't want a cigarette.
Not a cigarette.
Actually, I want $1,000.
Then I can buy my own cigarette.
You know, I figured, man, a lot of these guys out here just want a dollar. Some people ask for a quarter. I'm going big, man. You know what I mean? My time is money.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be here long. It's raining.
Exactly.
Just give me $1,000.
And then you won't see me
quarter.
For like a week. Right. Think about it. It'd be so convenient for you.
But you start leveling the veiled threats like, look, man, at the end of this conversation, I'm going to have $1,000 in my pocket. How do you want this to go?
I will stay in a suite tonight.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Mike must like me, man. This is the fourth time I've been on first in, like, the last month and a half.
Wow, man. What do you, like, start calling before the show starts?
See, that speaks to you, not Mike.
Minus I got booted last time.
What did you get booted for?
You guys asked me about if I ever been in a fight, and I haven't, that I lost, and I said a bad word.
Oh, okay. That'll happen from time to time. Okay, what's your unwritten rule?
My unwritten rule is I've never done any of the bad drugs. I've done marijuana, I've done, the keef, I've done mushrooms. Back in my day, I did some ecstasy, but I mean, like, I would cut the pill up and crush it up, put it in my beer and drink it, just to get, the goods on for the night.
Self-roofing. Okay. Right.
Well, you know what, man, like, that drug, well, the similar drugs are being used for PTSD. So
if
as far
you
as
use
being,
it right,
yeah, I mean,
yes.
it's exactly. You can't just
right.
go.
There's
and
a
do
way
it.
To
this is, but this is something that they're actively studying. There's a,
yes,
I think it's in North Carolina.
MDMA started as a counseling drug,
right? I mean, it's like anything.
I also
abused.
Grew up in Thurston County, where the meth rate was high, and I watched families get torn apart from doing meth and
that's definitely right.
Well, was that your motivation to not want to do meth? My thing to not do meth, I just look like you can see someone smoking weed, man. Maybe they're a little out of it and they're staring out the window, but they don't really look particularly bad. See someone on coke, hey man, they're fired up, they're in a great mood. When I see people on meth, I'm like, you know what? That does it for me right there.
Someone smoking weed is normally at a McDonald's drive thru or Burger King getting food.
Where would you rather be, McDonald's or Burger King?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Actually, Jack in the Box with some jalapeno poppers and the cheesy fries.
Okay, good call. All right.
I'm going to create my own option.
So they're really not getting stoned in the McDonald's parking
right.
lot. Then
it's
are
the
they?
Jack in the Box.
Yeah, I think you got the wrong parking lot.
It is weird. Like, different drugs I picture for different places. Like, I picture a bunch of drunk guys hammering down nuggets.
McDonald's?
McDonald's, okay. Yeah,
I picture Stone Guys as like Jack in the Box or Taco Bell.
Right.
Taco Bell's like, yo, we got fourth meal. Mm-hmm. Remember Jack in the Box was like, get 30 tacos.
Well, I can tell you this from personal experience. Waffle House is definitely alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
The White Castle that I've been in was completely alcohol-related. Everybody in there was alcohol-related. Then again, the two that I've been in were in Vegas and one other joint.
Oh, what time did you go there?
I mean, what time is it in Vegas?
No, that's a good point.
New Orleans was the other one. Or no, I walked by there and it was a drunk fest. Well, then again, it's on the French Quarter.
Right.
Are you about that crystals?
Yeah, right
there,
right at the beginning.
Oh, I know it well.
And you're drunk when you go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're never high. I mean, really.
And, I mean, we walked out, like, with arms full of these tiny little burgers, and it was still daylight out.
Yeah, like, yeah!
It's Bourbon Street.
What is the rule you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
All right. So, I got one rule in life that I learned as a young man. I was at 21. And that is to never turn down a free meal.
Okay.
All right.
So the reason being is it could be your last one.
So you're saying that if anybody invites you over, if you can make it or whatever, take advantage of it.
Definitely. I mean, unless it's an act of God, you know, accept a free meal.
Okay. Yeah, but think of it like this, too. Not to throw a monkey wrench into your belief, but you say, okay, don't turn down a free meal, which I would agree with. But you say because it might be your last one. It also might be your last meal because the person who offered it to you
hates
your guts and they're trying to kill you.
And not only that, there is no such thing as a free meal because if you're going to someone's house and they're inviting you over, you need to bring something. You need to bring a bottle of wine. You need
not
to bring
mom's house.
Oh, all right, okay.
Yeah, that's right. Let's just say, if it's legit a free meal, you know, and somebody buys you lunch or something, you eat it.
Yeah.
It's common courtesy. Yeah.
I would never turn it down.
Well.
No.
I don't like that.
It depends. I mean, if we're like the veggie cafe or something, like, oh, no, I'll get you lunch. But like, no, I appreciate it, man. I hate every damn thing in it.
Yeah,
everything.
And I think a lot of that comes from old school stuff, too. Like you were saying, like you invite somebody into your home, like maybe, I don't know, maybe they're Indian, you don't like Indian food, but they invite you to your home, placate them, eat some of the food.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, you can't go over.
Because I remember being a kid going to, I forget which country they were from, I want to say Somalia. It was like my dad's friends, and I was just the annoying little kid, like, I don't want to eat it.
Yeah, but kids can get away with it because we love you to death. You're cute. You're fun. You guys suck in a lot of ways. All right? Like you embarrass the hell out of us. But they're going to do it. That's what kids are going to do. My neighbor is, oh boy, I think Ethiopian. And
right.
She had some, and she's a terrifying woman. I can't explain it. Like you look at her and you just know this woman commands respect. Like don't just be nice. Right. So she has some family shindig going down at her house, and it's some kind of traditional thing, but like she, and I always hate when she does, it's so terrible. I'll be outside smoking, I just want to be left alone, man, and I see her walking toward the house, and I'm like, God damn it. But now she has a handful of stuff.
Okay.
All and right. I know it's food, and I'm just like, oh no, right? Because I have no idea what it is, but she walks up, and in that weird voice that she has, we are doing whatever it is she's doing at her house, right? And she's but we have some extra food. I would like for you to have it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I'm like, well.
Deep.
Okay, you know, and I'm
almost Russian.
Yeah. I'm really, I thought there was going to be a little Swahili in it or a little Caribbean. No, it's just downright.
This is the best I've got, man.
So downright like evil villain.
I'm telling you, that's how it feels. Because she's scary, man. And not creepy, but scary. But she hands me all the stuff. I don't know what it is. It's all wrapped up. But I got in the house, and like, it's this homemade bread and homemade kind of broth soup thing. Freaking delicious.
I
really didn't want to take it. So I'm glad I didn't turn it down. But took it because she scares me.
You could be in your own home with kids and make barbecue chicken, shrimp, and steak.
I don't want any of that.
It's not shaped like a diamond stone.
I want pizza.
The bruise on your face will be. Yeah,
exactly. I want a nugget that's formed in a T-Rex.
Why is this one looked at?
It's chicken.
It doesn't look like the other one.
Right, like, honestly, God, the shapes are everything. You're like, are we effing having this conversation? Like, this is exactly what you ate 2 hours ago.
But it doesn't look like a brontosaurus.
Well, that's why kids eat Flintstone chewables instead of taking a regular vitamin. Because it's what it's the thing that they're putting in. Gummy bears, all that crap.
That gummy stuff, man. Look, I'm telling you, they train your kid to want to be a drug addict, all right? So,
yeah.
Because if you say, like, hey, take a vitamin, they don't want to hear that because it's something healthy. But the vitamins now, you said these gummies, man, my son, it's almost like a narcotic to him now. Like, Vitamins. Don't vitamins make you strong? Don't they make you healthy? That's what you told
me. Give
me
another vitamin.
You said vitamins are important. What's wrong with me having another vitamin? It's like, bro, you need to calm down.
You can only have one a day.
Relax. Yeah, seriously.
I got some adult ones that were chewable, and I couldn't buy them, so I'd get stoned and start eating.
You know what? I wish they put everything.
It was a vitamin.
I know, but they're chewable. It's like a little candy hiding in
your
closet.
But you're an adult. Don't buy the chewable vitamins.
I don't anymore, but I had to learn that lesson after eating a bottle of them.
Is that your unwritten rule?
Yeah. No.
I wish they
don't
put
buy
them on
chewable vitamins.
If you're an adult, right?
I wish they put it in a Reese's peanut butter cup miniature. Like, I get the entire day's worth of vitamins just in that one little cup. I'd wake up every day and be like, oh, I'll reach your cup.
Yeah, but they can only give you one cup at a time because you need the bag.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the same thing I'm saying. You'd eat the bag.
Well, it's extra vitamins. It doesn't matter. Who's going to deliver one Reese's cup to you every day?
You couldn't eat any more of them because you know you can only have one a day. You see, that's the whole psychology behind it.
It doesn't work. That's why Ted just said.
And I would never have two. Because I know, like, I don't need to double up these vitamins.
That's not why you're eating.
Oh, BS. It tastes like a Reese's cup.
Yes, it is a Reese's cup. Full of all your vitamins.
And you're going to eat.
That's the thing. Like, he can't have another gummy bear. It's not, you shouldn't have.
This is what I'm saying.
Well, you shouldn't have them, but right. People do it.
I know, but I would be inclined not to if I just knew, you know what I mean, that I already got my daily vitamins.
But we got to find a middle ground now.
All right, go buy a bag of Cheetos. You get one Cheeto. And then sit it here.
One Cheeto?
Eat one Cheeto.
If it was dispensed as one Cheeto, I got no option. You know what I mean? Like, then I'd be like, all right, one Cheeto it is.
Yeah, but you would just hit the dispenser again.
No, I wouldn't.
Like, when I pull my cup away from the fridge, it stops giving me water. But when I want more, yeah. I put my cup back in there.
But
guess
if you had all the vitamins you needed for one day in one glass, you could only really drink one glass.
And you know what? That's BS, because that's not the real test. The real test, you got to be drunk, not your own.
Right.
It's 10 p.m.
You smoked weed.
Right now, it's like, oh, I know I shouldn't have an extra vitamin, but it is a Reese's cup.
I'm stoned. Yeah. I have Reese's cups.
I mean, look, I'm just being honest. I'm eating all those vitamins. Right.
What is the company that has the little cookies they put on Alaska Air? Is it Biscotti, or something like that?
The Long
Round.
Are
you talking about Europe's number one breakfast cookie? Oh,
which is called...
You talking about the Biscoff?
The Biscoff.
Oh, yeah. You Biscoff.
That's what cookie butter is based on in industry.
Have you gotten the little sticks they have with the cookie butter dip in the little cup?
I just saw them at the store. I had to walk away.
Oh, my God. Do you want
to
be stoned, man, and just absolutely lose it at home? It is so good. Yeah. Please, listen to me.
Tell me more about it, mister. I eat one tiny Reese's cup a day.
You're
going to
eat one peanut butter cup.
Go buy a big fat bag of weed and buy that, man. Get some milk and just go home.
Get some milk.
Watch for vitamins.
You know what I mean? Watch some John Oliver, man. Just that cookie butter is unbelievable. God.
But you're only going to eat one Reese's cup a day.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
What's the rule you live by and why? 844-999-HOLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Target Charge, Ryan Castle coming into Sin Spin. Today, 10 bands named after nether regions. Our question, what's the rule you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
I've got a few comments here. Let me start with the first one. You were talking about pressure washers. And we were talking about our fictional neighbor, Barry. And you were saying that the plug-in power washer to you, pressure washer.
The electric version of it.
Yeah, you said that's a joke.
Well, I mean, yeah.
My electric pressure washer will tear off your ignorant face, Miles.
Well stated. Dude, can you blow some of these blackheads off of it?
Yeah. And then some regarding the question, my unwritten rules should be more common. If you're going to be a hoe, please hoe responsibly. Use protection to be real with your doc about your sex life. Never get back together with someone you broke up with. Same problems always come back. This one, never rent to friends or family.
Never rent. Okay.
Never rent to friends or family. Right. And then finally, let's see. Never think the grass is greener on the other side. It's also greener with dog's ass.
Okay. As far as that Reddit discussion about what is the one unwritten rule that you you think everyone should follow, an author named Joe Frost basically broke down the entire thread, and he came up with a few universal subjects on here. Okay. And the first one is getting around. He says basically with a population of 7.4 billion people and counting, our planet just keeps getting more and more full, therefore harder to navigate without bumping into people. But here are some of the rules or unwritten rules, you know, based on that as far as cars. If people are pulled off on the side of the road to let an emergency vehicle pass, let those ahead of you back onto the road first. Don't try to pull ahead of them real quick, you know what I mean, and pass them once the emergency vehicle goes by.
I mean, he's right, but I can't
Everyone
guarantee.
Should merge in at the same way that they merge out. If you're driving in the passing lane on a highway, look into your rearview mirror. If you see several cars following behind you, swallow your dumb pride, get out of the way. A final bit of automotive advice, if you can't park it, do not drive it. Then they go to walking around. A lot of advice for those who walk in packs, which is probably summed up best by this one. If you're walking in a group, don't take up the whole damn sidewalk, hallway, tunnel, railroad track, trail, path, etc.
Right.
Those who commute regularly would be aware of this advice. Let people out of the elevator, room, building, train, before you get in. That way there's more room for everybody. And if someone holds a door for you, thank them. If they actually wait while doing so, mean it.
Yeah.
But they also say, similarly, if someone is more than a few steps behind you, don't hold the door. I'd rather take the minimal effort and walk slow and open the door handle than have to speed up and avoid that weird awkwardness.
Yeah, but I like to put people on the spot with that. Looks like I'm being nice, and then you feel uncomfortable, and really I'm being devious because I just want to make you uncomfortable.
Our question. Yeah. What's the rule you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
Here's one that just came in. I think it's strong. See a donut, eat a donut.
See a donut, eat a donut.
That's it, man.
What's that, Homer Simpson?
That's pretty good.
It is good, and I do pretty much live by that. If they have donuts here, because you'll always have people with I'll take half, or if there's one left, I don't want to be that guy. I have zero problem with that. If I see a donut, I'm eating that damn
donut. There's donuts here a lot.
Not as much as I would like, but more so
than any other place that I've ever worked.
And it's great.
Yeah.
Actually,
I think donuts just kind of show up.
I was disappointed this morning. I walked into the kitchen here, and I thought there were donuts, right? And I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I'm all about it. They're bagels.
Yeah, but you stop and get bagels like 2-3 times a week.
Yeah, but I will do that for me. I'd never buy myself a donut. Okay. I'll buy a bagel, man. I don't want a free bagel. I want free donuts.
See, I think I'm the opposite.
You're right. What?
Like, I'll buy myself donuts, but I'd rather eat a free bagel.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, I don't sit around the house being like, I'm going to get bagels. But sometimes I'll go to, like, a donut shop and get 3 donuts.
It's not that. It's like, on the way to work, there's a place that has bagels. They have delicious bagels. Like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get a bagel. Because the bagels they have are different than the bagels you can buy.
I don't go to donut shops and it's...
I don't. But I... Yeah. Well, I can't.
Yeah, because you're kids.
Dude, not all. They don't even figure into my line of thinking.
Why can't you go to a donut shop?
Because I will buy everything in there and eat like a glutton. Like, man, if I see a donut,
that's why you have to buy
donut.
Exact numbers. Now, Krispy Kreme doesn't count. You can eat 6 of those with
problem. Right.
But if it's a different kind of donut shop, that's why I specifically said, I'll go to a shop and buy 3.
Okay.
Do you eat them all, or do you take them home and stash them?
No, you take them home, and
then
eat
them.
Well, sometimes you eat 2 at once, and then you save that 3rd one. Okay. Maybe you eat only 1, and then you move around.
Would you ever cut
them in half, and you know what I mean? Only eat half. So you have half later.
No.
Come on.
I can do that at work only because I can walk away from the box, but if there's a half a donut sitting, I might.
I will say this, in the donut world, there are a whole lot of half donuts sitting up there in that box when you go up at work.
Which is ridiculous to me.
So I'm a half donut eater.
Yeah, right. That's not part of the see a donut, eat a donut theory.
Well, I'll eat a donut and a half. Because to me, it's like a scrap. Right, you're about to take your plate over to the sink, but it's still 2 french fries on it. Right. To me, that's what...
Half donuts like you didn't really even eat a donut.
You didn't put an effort in.
Sure.
So I'm going to eat it.
What's the rule you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
How do you feel about sending back a tray with french fries on it still?
What do you mean sending it back?
Like, hey, I'm done. I don't want all these fries.
Yeah, I'm done.
Depends how many fries are on.
Yeah. All right.
That's all. Hello, Raymond. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Pretty good. First time caller, long time listener.
Okay, welcome, man, to the program, sir.
So I wanted to make a comment about the thing you guys brought up last week, or whenever it was, about the salsa and dipping your balls.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So I find it kind of funny that we think that's pretty disgusting, but it's okay to drink liquor, vodka, pour it off a supermodel's boobs.
You know what? That's a good point.
And not that I'm complaining or anything, because I'll drink that in a heartbeat. I just think that's kind of funny.
But here's the difference, though. You're right, but here is the only difference. I don't know if you saw the mugshot of the guy that dropped his bees in the salsa. But
no, I did not.
You would not take a shot of liquor from every woman's boobs, right? You like, different women come to mind, you're like, oh, hell no. So it's just the difference of, if it's an all-male review and it's a bunch of strippers, like, look, hey, man, these guys are going to drop their bees in your salsa, maybe the chicks go wild, think it's great, but they're good-looking guys. And but if they said Danny DeVito makes a guest appearance, he's going to drop his fuzzy nuggets, right? Like, then they're not down.
All right, my question is, where is this magical place you know of where supermodels are available to drink vodka off their breasts? Is this the Rainforest Cafe? Where are we going?
I don't order it off the internet.
Tell me this. I've been to Chuck E. Cheese in a while. So, you mean they really do have a vodka that was poured off?
Yes, they do.
Get the hell out of here.
It's called G-Spirits. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, all right.
So anyway, my
Wait, hold on.
Time out. He's saying this.
Hold on the line for us, Raymond. We're going to get you on the
It's filtered through the breasts of a supermodel.
I thought you were just talking about, like, taking a shot out of her
That's
cleavage.
What I was thinking, like you would in New Orleans. Not that I've ever done that. Brian Castle, Drug and Charges, coming in to Sit and Spin. Coming up, 10 bands named after nether regions and more of your calls in seconds.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.